I never feel a thing is real when I'm away from you, out of your embrace. This world's a temporary parking place, a bubble for a minute. You smile, the bubble has a rainbow in it. Say it's only a paper moon sailing over a cardboard sea, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Yes, it's only a canvas sky hanging over a muslin tree, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Without your love, it's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's a melody played in a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me.
Thank you.
that's a good sign. Cling to me closer and say you'll be mine. Remember, darling, we won't see a dime 100 years from today. Oh, 100 years from today.
Jack Teagarden, 100 years from today. Is what we do today, does what we do today, will it have any effect 100 years from today? Who knows? The only thing we can do is try to make sure that we're not sabotaging 100 years from today by whatever we do. And that involves approaching life in an intelligent fashion. And that was Jack, and started with Cliff Edwards. Cliff Edwards with Paper Moon. It's Only a Paper Moon, from 1933. Lovely version of that song. I love the verse. And can't beat it. Continuing now on our... As we stumble toward the end of this evening, and it is a long flight of stairs. I wonder if this was False Flag Terror. Count Basie and his orchestra. Jimmy Rushing on the vocal. London Bridge is Falling Down, 1938.
London Bridge is falling down, my fair lady. We sang this little rhyme long ago in nursery time. Come, let's be kids again, sing that old refrain. London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. London Bridge is falling down, my fair lady. I'm like the bridge is true, 'cause I'm falling just for you. I'll say it with a kiss, change a word like this. Go and get a wedding gown, wedding gown, wedding gown. Here in town we'll settle down, my fair lady.
Yes, jazznocracy. Are we living in a jazznocracy? I know, I personally am living in one, but I don't know about anybody else. It's only a jazzocracy as long as we jazzercise our right to vote. And that was Jimmy Lunsford and his orchestra from 1934. For that, Runnin' Wild. Well, that's what people do when they have a revolution en masse. If they do it alone, they tends to be a little less so. It's more of a contemplative thing. And before the Quintet of the Hot Club of France with Django Reinhardt and Stephan Grappelli and Running Wild, and that was from 1937, London Bridge has fallen down. I could say a lot of things, but I won't. And that was Jimmy Rushing on the vocal with Count Basie from 1938. And now, idealism. Let's talk about idealism, shall we? Here's Ruth Etting singing with the Ted Lewis Band, Keep Sweeping the Cobwebs Off the Moon, 1927. Idealism is important. I consider myself a skeptical idealist, but I don't know. That won't get me a drink anywhere.
Do I? watch me, and you will find that I just won't be left behind. For the time marches on with its head up high, and so do I.
Marching, marching, along the time.
I'll be marching, time, for I'm not gonna let the parade go by.
You know that I'm marching on.
And so do I. Oh, one day I changed my horse for a motor, and now of course I will be changing my car for a plane to fly. For time marches on, and so do I. Oh, but I'll be right with them.
Watch me,
and you will find that I simply won't.
Ho, 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 ha, 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 you think the laugh's on me? They all laughed at Christopher Columbus when he said the world was round. They all laughed when Edison recorded sound. They all laughed at Wilbur and his brother when they said that man could fly. They told Marconi wireless was a phony. It's the same old cry. They laughed at me, wanting you, said I was reaching for the moon. But all you came through, now they'll have to change their tune. They all said we never could be happy. They laughed at us and how. But ho, 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 who's got the last laugh now? I had learned how many, many times the worm had turned. They all laughed at Rockefeller Center, now they're fighting to get in. They all laughed at Whitney and his cotton gin. They all laughed at Fulton and his steamboat, Hershey and his chocolate bar. Ford and his Lizzie kept the laughers busy. That's how people are. They laughed at me, wanting you, said it would be hello, goodbye. But all you came through, now they're eating humble pie. They all said we'd never get together. Darling, let's take a bow. For ho, 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 who's got the last laugh? And what a last laugh. Who's got the last laugh now?
I don't know, I'd be laughing up my sleeves, except they're short sleeves, and it doesn't really work that way. Yes, that was Fred Astaire singing again. They all laughed. And they're laughing at, this is 1937, laughing at things now. They're laughing. I had a good laugh the other day when Thomas Kane and Lee Hamilton were on, trying to tell people what made Building 7 collapse. I really hadn't laughed as much since last time I heard Bob and Ray. Hilarious bit of work there. It was on Diane Rehm the other morning. Anyway, if that topic intrigues you, if you know what Building 7 is and what I'm referring to, then tune in to Visigoths from the Grassy Knoll this Monday morning at 11, and you'll hear me and you'll hear a friend of mine, and we'll be discussing things. And Visigoth, I think it's visigoth.com. I may be mistaken, but it's V-Y-Z-Y-G-O-T-H, and it's about the finest talk show I can think of, really, on the radio. I can't think of any really better for actually getting into the information and stuff that's, well, when the scales fall from your eyes, this is what you see. This is the stuff that's out there, and it's some of it is out there, but and some of it's really out there, but a lot of it bears looking at, and that's what we're here for. There's only one way to look at things, and that's from all sides, because, you see, there are no sides. We're all in this together. The scrimmage is being played from above, and we're the pawns, except we don't realize we're all on the same team. I feel like Charlie Chan. Now, before Fred Astaire, we had Ethel Merman. I'm Marching Along with Time, 1938, indeed. Ruth Etting, Ted Lewis, Keep Sweeping the Cobwebs Off the Moon, 1927. Now, something really doesn't have anything to do with this, except it's a nice tune, and I like this record. From Rich Connolly's Big Broadcast Collection. And you can find out all about that if you go to Amazon and look it up, Big Broadcast. And or go to my Radiola blog, and you'll find a lot of things. Some of them are interesting. Radiolablog.blogspot.com, and you'll find a link to the Utikins for 9/11 Truth on there, and then maybe you'll find Visigoth's thing easily. I should have told you that from the beginning. Go to my Radiola blog, and all questions are answered. We will eventually answer all questions here as soon as we find the truth and figure out what's going on ourselves, and then you can believe it or not. Okay, Paul Whiteman and his orchestra from 1933. From International House, I remember it. Look What I've Got.
Thank you.
Joe Venuti and Nettie Lang and their All-Star Orchestra. Farewell Blues. Can't beat that one. No, sir. Nothing else to say. Benny Goodman's in there. Jack Teagarden. Whole gang. What a bunch of talent that was. Before that, my special dedication to Joe Lieberman. Not that it matters, because if I know these voting machines, they'll find a way to get them back in. Dance of the Lame Duck from 1932. And before that, Paul Whiteman and his orchestra. Look What I've Got. Looking, I don't know. Maybe you don't want to look. I'm sure I don't want to look. That's why I avoid mirrors at all costs. But that was from 1933. And now, we're going to kind of wrap this up pretty quick in a couple of 10 minutes or so, depending on other things. But here's a song that is very basically says what I'm going. Well, I may. The summer's almost over, and I'll be back, but I'm going to be off next week because, as I say, I've made plans, so I'm going to try to find somebody to gab at my rate and velocity. But here's a song, and a lot of people remember it from World War II, those that do, and other people remember it from the end of Dr. Strangelove. It's Vera Lynn. We'll Meet Again. 1939.
Let's say goodbye with a smile, dear, just for a while, dear. We must part. Don't let this parting upset you. I'll not forget you, sweetheart. Again, don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day. Keep smiling through, just like you always do. Blue skies chase those dark clouds far away, and I will just say hello to the folks that you know. Tell them you won't be long. They'll be happy to know that as I saw you go, you were again. Don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny
I've sung this song, but I'll sing it again, of the place that I lived on the wild windy plains in the month called April, county called Gray, and here's what all of the people there say. So long, it's been good to know you. So long, it's been good to know you. So long, it's been good to know you. This dusty old dust is getting my home, and I've got to be drifting along. A dust storm hit, and it hit like thunder. It dusted us over, and it covered us under. Blocked out the traffic and blocked out the sun. Straight for home all the people did run, singing so long, it's been good to know ye. So long, it's been good to know ye. So long, it's been good to know ye. This dusty old dust is getting my home. I've got to be drifting along. We talked of the end of the world, and then we'd sing a song and then sing it again. We'd sit for an hour and not say a word, and then these words would be heard. So long, it's been good to know ye. So long, it's been good to know ye. So long, it's been good to know ye. This dusty old dust is getting my home, and I've got to be drifting along. Sweetheart said in the dark and sparked, they hugged and kissed in that dusty old dark. They sighed and cried, hugged and kissed. Instead of marriage, they talk like this. Honey, so long, been good to know ye. So long, it's been good to know ye. So long, it's been good to know ye. This dusty old dust is getting our home, and I've got to be drifting along. Now the telephone rang and it jumped off the wall. That was the preacher making his call. He said, kind friend, this may be the end, and you've got your last chance at salvation of sin. The churches was jammed and the churches was packed, and that dusty old dust storm blowed so black. Preacher could not read a word of his text, and he folded his specs and he took up collection, said so long, been good to know ye. So long, it's been good to know ye. So long, it's been good to know ye. This dusty old dust is getting my home, and I've got to be drifting along.
Woody Guthrie. So long, it's been good to know ya. This is WHCL 88.7 FM in Clinton, New York, at beautiful Hamilton College, and WHCL.org, and I'm Andy Sr., winding down with Radiola. And yes, it's been good to know you, but I'm going to be back, but I'm going to take next week off. So long, it's been good to know ya. And before that, Vera Lynn singing the End of the World song, We'll Meet Again, ironically so, was and used in Dr. Strangelove as Slim Pickens was going yee-haw, riding that old atom bomb. And getting back to the dusty old dust, people in the Dust Bowl really thought they were going to die. They thought it was a natural disaster. They thought it was the end of the world. They didn't. Nobody knew what had happened to them. They thought about it quite a lot. They really went. It was an amazing thing. This dust storm they were suffering under. It was the skies were black with it, and people thought it really was. You know, that was it. So, whether a man-made or natural disasters, whatever happens. How are you going to face it? I mean, what if something happened here? Just think about it. You're sitting there watching your television and enjoying life. Are you going to be standing on the deck of the Titanic? Or are you going to be heading for those lifeboats, trying to kick the women and children out, trying to save your life, your worthless life? It's not worthless, but no, it isn't. And that's the thing, but a lot of people think it is. What do you say to them? And sometimes the people you think who think your life is worthless, you don't know who they are. I mean, you're being told they're one person or some group of people, but they could be somebody else entirely. So, you know, open your eyes, reflect on it. What would you do if you were stuck in some situation like that? What if you were on the deck of the Titanic? And people were going to say, they're going to have legends of how you behaved for centuries to come, and generations down the road would have, it would depend, their future would depend on how you behaved in that, at that moment. I'm going to play a song. It's called Song to Autumn, and it was recorded in 1918. It was from an Edison cylinder, originally from a diamond disc. This was the last song heard by the people on the Titanic as it went down, as it was about to go down. The last song played by the orchestra. Popular song, just a regular old waltz. It's the only recording of it I was able to find of that vintage. I think there are more modern recordings that are sort of tricked up, but this was recorded in 1918, you know, just 6 years after the Titanic. And whether your Titanic is brought down by an iceberg or whether it's brought down by somebody who wants the insurance money for the boat or by some disgruntled group of people, you're sitting there on the Titanic, or let's say that somebody's doing it as a joke. It's intramural ball again. How are you going to behave? This is something to think about. I'm going to be in that band. I'm going to be sitting in on the rhythm section on the Titanic. I'm going to be playing whatever instrument I can lay my hands on, saying, bring it on. You know what? You can't scare me. I'm going to face this thing. But that's about the best. I'm just talking now. I may be there putting on a dress and pretending to be some old invalid lady trying to get on the lifeboats, but I'm talking good now. But here's something to help your reflections. This is Song to Autumn, the last song heard by all those people who drowned in 1912. This is a 1918 recording. Pleasant tune. Thank you.
with glee. The leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chill and wake up. The love song of nature caressed in your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chill and wake up. Each golden hour, treat it like a treasure rare. Love is in power. Now's the time to get your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chill and wake up.